love to take a crack, but we've only got 10 hours to get ready for another night. I understood, but boy, would it have been nice to get Catcher tucked safely into the past. 20 minutes of speculation did nothing to unravel Catcher's ultimate motives. Not even Lady could guess what Catcher really wanted or what she might do next. She was that way when she was 4 years old, Lady said. Hell, she was born unpredictable. I must have looked too interested. The story stopped there. I didn't overlook the fact that neither Croaker nor Lady ever referred to their child in any way that might suggest that she was anything but an unnatural monster entirely unconnected to them. Chapter 73. I watched Weezer direct the winkling out of a small shadow that had worked its way up close to the perimeter of One Eye's safe zone before going into hiding from the light. Lady had modified One Eye's amulet so that they could be used to detect shadows. Our guys were rooting them out with great enthusiasm, particularly considering that most of those guys were exhausted. I said, "I can't believe that old boy isn't dead yet." On cue, Weezer tried to hawk up a lung. He was ancient when he joined the company years ago, and was dying of consumption even then. The only thing good that could be said about his situation was that he somehow managed to stay alive. Ty Day grunted. He didn't care about Weezer. Although he was supposedly helping excavate our bunker, he spent more attention on his mother, who snored ferociously in the shelter of a tent that had belonged to somebody who'd not survived the night. His face was stone. His eyes were ice. If another Yuang Bao came anywhere near him, his hackles rose. He was just waiting for somebody to say something, anything, that he could interpret as an insult, so he could spend his embarrassment in a good fight. When they dug Gota and One Eye out, not only were they passed out drunk, they were on the same pallet, wearing less than their usual apparel. So that was his tonk game, eh? I worked hard not to crack a smile. Tai Day might decide I was truly family after all and take it out on me. I hoped he wouldn't confront One Eye. One Eye would have a murderous hangover when he woke up. One Eye with a hangover is not somebody to annoy. Croaker was sorely exercised, I knew. The little wizard had rendered himself useless at a time when his talents were needed desperately. Everywhere you looked, people were scurrying to rebuild and to get ready for another night with a leaky shadow gate. Lady and the old man hoped Long Shadow would help improve that situation, but no good news had been reported yet. They were having trouble getting him out of his shell. They had no time to concentrate. Messengers came and went continuously, interrupting constantly. "Another dozen shovels full and I think we can get it open," I told Tai Day. I had conscripted a door somebody else had stolen from the ruins. I'd used it to close off the little workroom I'd managed to complete just in time for the earthquake. One of Croaker's guards appeared. "The captain wishes to see you, Standard Bearer." "Wonderful. I'll be right back, Tai Day." I clambered up out of the muddy hole and headed for Croaker's dugout. I ducked inside. The crowd had thinned out. Amazing. "What you need, boss?" He and Lady had Long Shadow stretched out on a table made out of another stolen door. The Shadow Master was too long for it. His feet hung off. Lady had managed to eliminate the sorcerer's protective shell. "Fellow just came in from Blade's Bunch, Mergen. They found Howler."